Yesterday we talked about the shaila by a cotton. We say shum hoda by cotton. So I'm not sure if in shir there was hashmayis as far as who the cotton was, but I've led to some confusion. Just want to clear that up. When we're talking about the cotton, we're talking about the malva is a cotton. The malva is a cotton. And that Rizva said that the malva got the cotton slash malva got the field. Now the loiva got the money. He wants to buy back the field. So that Rizva said that there's no din of Shuma Hadar. There's no din of Shuma Hadar. So Ross says clearly, "Hech the Shama Ar leKotan leHadra ad the Gadol biYoda laKnuye." Yod laKnuye. The problem is that the cotton slash malva cannot be makne the piece of karak, whatever it is, because it's not a bar kinyan. Now we said it's a revolish tasai, like those who train on that design that say that by Shuma Hadar, the Peshad is you need a new kinyan. Doesn't go automatically, Shuma Hadar. You need a new kinyan, not like the Ran who says that it goes back by itself. And that's Nachrayin, Mitzayis, Neshach, they all say that this is the Shail of Cotton is Tali, the Machlaik is Rishayinim on the Pezayin. But I saw, this is what we said yesterday. I saw in the Tumim, he wanted to say that since the Rishayinim are Medama, the Sugya of, this is Yashiv HaTayyib, the Sugya over here, Shuma Hadar, which is Lundach Mrs. Yashiv HaTayyib, and it's also a Sugya of, another Sugya it's calling Mrs. Yashiv HaTayyib. What's that? Bar Metzra. Shoyim talk about Bar Metzra. Anybody know what Bar Metzra is?
Yeah.
The Sugya Bar Metzra, the Shoyim handle over here, the next Gemara. The Shoyim clear whether or not what our Gemara talks about, the guy by Shuma Hadar, the guy by Zoban, Urta, Yava, Matana, does that apply to Bar Metzra? Metzra is when halacha is that if someone's selling a field, then his immediate neighbor has first dibs on it. And even if he sells it to someone else, you say that it's bottle. And it goes automatically to the neighbor. And that's also something that's learned out of Sizi Yashiv HaTayyib. The Shoinim are Medama, the two. What?
So he only has rights to match, like he has to pay as much as the other has there, yeah?
Obviously, the guy's not mechuyev to lose money on it. The guy's mechuyev to sell it at a loss.
No, I'm saying, like, it's still a fresh deal. There's one guy who's willing to pay an insane amount of money, and this guy's willing to pay.
Obviously, it's the same amount of money. If someone else wants to pay more, he doesn't have to sell it to his neighbor. That's Pasha. Okay? Anyway, the point is, Rishayim are Medama, the two. That's also learned out from Vasis Yashiv HaTayyib. Rishayim are Medama, they're Machalik, but the Rishayim do talk about these two sugyas together. The male is up to Tumim, he says over there, in Zalacha, that if the one who bought it is a cotton, so then we don't say there's the din of a metzra that the immediate neighbor could take it away from the lokeach slash cotton in this case. And he says over there it's mevor, I forgot who he quotes, he says over there it's mevor a different svar, not over there it's mevor because the cotton is lav bar v'sis yashiv HaTayyib. And the whole idea v'sis yashiv HaTayyib, right, what the whole muck over there, why is it that the lekeach has to give it up give it up for the neighbor. Also, this is Yosef Atay. That's also the Makon Kuf Ches. The whole dinner of our Metzer is also Gabayit on dinner of Asiyah Yashua Taib. Now, there we say that a cotton is Lav Bar Asiyah Yashua Taib. Now, the Machayiv of Asiyah Yashua Taib does not apply to cotton. It's not Machayiv Mitzvahs. Not Machayiv Mitzvahs, it's not Machayiv Asiyah Yashua Taib. So, Mel Fizez Abtumim, one second. So, Mel Fizez Abtumim, if that's true, then by us, Rabbi Shuma Hadar, even if Lu Yitzur, you hold, they don't need a Kenyan in order to undo, to reverse the Shuma. But still, but since the whole Yisoid of Shuma Hadar is Gebayit on, this is Yashiv HaTayim, and we say that Kotten is not Bar, Asi is Yashiv HaTayim, so Mela, it could be the holding doesn't start. The holding doesn't start. So Mela, even if Mela, what all the Achrayim are saying, and truly, I'm showing you, it's really the Ritva, it's not the Achrayim Shtikol Torah. The Achrayim is speaking out, but it's really the Shtet in the Ritva. The Achrayim are being titled, this is the Machlaikis, whether you need a Kenyan or not, Shtet in the Ritva. The Ritva says you have to wait until he's Barak, until he's Yodel HaKnuye. Yeah? It doesn't say until it becomes Machuiv Mitzvahs, until Yodel HaKnuye. But it's up to him, Ken Zion, a Philip in the Rishayim, they don't need a Kenyan. Maybe there's another svara why cotton, why wouldn't be shayach by cotton? And that is, cotton is a lot better. Asisa Yosef Ratav, yes.
What's the bar mitzvah? Who is the fee of Asisa Yosef Ratav? The owner or the person wants to buy it? You're talking about the guy who's selling it?
I'm okay. Yeah.
The person buying it saying, I have to do tayyib and I shouldn't buy this, let's the bar mitzvah buy it? Or maybe the person who's selling it has the fee of that he should sell it to his bar mitzvah.
I gotta be on both.
Maybe it's both. Maybe it's both. Maybe it's both. Why? Maybe it's both. Maybe it's right. Maybe it's both. Maybe it's both. Dovish Rashi, Dovish Yat Nechzer Kol Kach Shetimzuka. No, Rashi actually is talking to the Keach. Dovish Yat Nechzer Kol Kach Shetimzuka Kares Malkem Acher. Rashi is Rashi talking about the Keach. So, that's the horror of the Tumim, that maybe there's another angle over here, which would say that even if he's Iran, maybe still he would agree that by cotton there's no din of of Shuma.
Why isn't there a din of by cotton of Yosef Yatzai?
Because it's cotton. Yes, he's not mechuyev mitzvahs. He's not mechuyev in tefillin. He's not mechuyev in mitzvahs.
Is that a mitzvah? Is that a mitzvah?
It's a halakha. That's how I'm saying this. All he's saying, you can't tell. He's not mechuyev in tefillin. He's not mechuyev in mitzvahs either. You
mechanach
him to do tayyib. You mechanach him to do mitzvahs also.
Yeah.
Okay, but is he mitzvah?
He's not
mitzvah.
It's not a tzibur. Okay.
Vasisa. It's not a tzibur. Vasisa yoshva tayyib.
I think it's one of the mitzvahs.
What?
I think it's one of Tariq mitzvahs, is it?
First of all, it might be. And even if it isn't, that has absolutely no bearing on whether it's a mitzvah or not. The 14 shorashim of the Rambam, which we discussed on the Friday, the 14 shorashim of the Rambam, why something yeah and something not. Yeah. And there's 204 mitzvahs that the Rasadi guy and the Rambam argue about whether they're mitzvahs or not. It means 408, right? So they're not arguing whether they're mitzvahs. They're arguing whether it's counted in the minyan of mitzvahs. Right there. Okay.
Rabbi, can you put Sisa Yashar Tovon Bezdin?
No. The bezin. Rashi really says to Tov Dil Kaya. Rashi, you could go buy somewhere else. Buy a piece of karka somewhere else. It's not the last piece of karka in the world. That's what Rashi says. I just read the Rashi.
If it's not going on bezin, then why is the one speaking about hefker?
What?
If it's not going on bezin, then why is the one speaking about hefker?
No, that's just how, technically, how we do it, how we go through it.
But it's not a look hefker against bezin.
What? Because there's a chiv on lokeach, so bezin gets involved. Bezin enforces it.
That would be Bezin doing Yoshua 2, not the Lukeach doing Yoshua 2. Bezin could force him to do it. But Bezin themselves go and do after Bezin. That's not him doing Yoshua 2.
And Bezin forces him to do it. It's right that not him, he's being forced.
He's doing this for two. I'm happy about it, but he's doing it.
The Yashar Tov is being done, but he's not doing it. There's an employees have to, doesn't have to. Okay. I hear. Unless I made it for the run. That's weird, though. It's weird to say that the VC says Yashar Tov is probably the best. I hear your aura, it's good aura, but I still think that even for the run. Okay, I would look at the Ran on Daf Kuf Ches and see what he says over there. Maybe look around by us and see if he says any, is any indication. Say it. Or bite it. Now, so the Marbe said that it was here if your Nachman would hold that Shuma Nachman could hold Shuma Laihada, but he has Shuma Betayis. So what's the Shuma Betayis? Says Rashi. The Marbe says Lashin. The deer said we have Shen Hasan the Shuma Betayis have the Kahava keep him Mekara. Right? Add those words. And that's the Shah on the show and whether regards that or not. Rashi says, Shumatars have the Savar Haya Shavdai, Shavdu and Zaman, but Ray, Loy Avdu, that's really wasn't lost.
He didn't say that. He said that I put them, I don't know, I really didn't say I lost them. Mm-hmm. So they stored them with someone, I forgot what shelf I stored them on.
Yeah.
So he knows it's not an
Aved,
like, he knows it's
a problem. Because it's lost to him.
No, but it was the mice lost to him.
Right.
No, he was saying, Rashi saying that it wasn't really lost. He just he thought it was lost and it really wasn't.
He thought he'd never got to recover it.
And that's not Rashi didn't say it. Rashi said he thought it wasn't lost and it really was. Like he was saying, lost. He also didn't think it was lost. He also just didn't think, what does lost mean? If you don't know what it is that lost? So what Rashi says, how you shabdu, right? Every lo yavdu, it wasn't really lost. So, I hear. The Hava keep Mekara says Rashi. Shere betchilas Hashuma hoyon izom biyadai. That thing was by him. Obviously not in his hand, but it was by him. Lahayideya. He just didn't know. The ilu hayideya shekain. Loishamu loya atraklin. Avashuma shebezdin shaman. Ashein leimoyz vuchayu loy. Harei kemecha gomer. Beinachizas. Rashi says, Rashi explains to me now, it's not that Shuma is loy hadar. Shad is, there was no tayis over there. He owed the money. He didn't have the money. That wasn't a tayis. He didn't have the money. And he had to pay. So Rashi says, it's mecha gomer. It's mecha gomer. Therefore, it's not hadar. Maybe one can be diagnosed Rashi. We have the chakir we told me yesterday, what is the gedder of Shuma hadar? Is it taka kinyan? Is it pshat that you have to make new kinyan? Or is the pshat is that Rabchila, it was only a dait nahachi. So if Rashi says the madam shuma is loy hader, right? Rashi says because the mecha gomer, right? The madam explaining the madam shuma loy hader. Rashi said because the mecha gomer. Maybe one can be daik that the firashi the madam shuma hader is more like we said in the Ran. It's not the pshat. That because the feeder ban, if you all the Rishayim, right? You have to make a new Kenyan, yeah. So it's a mecha gomer. Yil manam shuma hader. It's not that it's not a mecha gomer. Manam shuma hader. It's a mecha gomer, right? Elma, you have right to buy it back. So Rashi used the lashon in describing manam shuma hader, shuma loy hader. Rashi says it's a mecha gomer, right? It's not a toy. It's a mecha gomer, right? That nusach. It's bothering me a little bit, yeah, because that mashma, that manam shuma hadar, is not a mecha gomer, right? According to Rishayim, it's a yet to machne back, it's a mecha gomer. Even manam shuma hadar, it's a mecha gomer. Elamai, this is Yashar Tov tells you, you have to undo the mecha, you have to sell it back. But it's not that it's not a mecha gomer. To describe manam shuma ain't a hadar is because the mecha gomer. That's mashma a shtickle. I don't know if I would have built the whole Israel in that, but we do have Mechayek Rishayim about it. So therefore, I would venture maybe to say that this Rashi is more mashma like the Ran. Now, so over here, the Ramban takes issue with this Rashi. Because from the Ramban's Madaik in this Rashi, the Vatzei Lu Yitzur, who was Taka lost, who was stolen, who was Taka was not in his Rishos, the Taka lost somewhere. Right? So somehow, being in his Rishos, we say it's not really lost. Just you don't know where it is. Right? Shankin, if it's out somewhere, it's that's not the lost. Mm-hmm. Or let's say it was stolen. So in Fim Rashi Tzmashma, the whole din, we say that's a Shum B'Toyz, that's only when it was Taka here. And that's Taka B'Toyz, the whole din was Taka B'Toyz. The Batsim was here, he made a B'Toyz. But let's say Lu Yitzur, it wasn't a Toyz. Like Rashi says, where Taka was lost, or it was stolen, and then they made a Shuma, and then they found it. So, and then you give it back, you know, they find the keep it, and you give it back to him. Rashi would hold, and that's not called Shum B'Toyz. Now, then it would be subject to Machlaikis, whether Shuma Hadar or ain't Shuma Hadar. Says Ramban, nearly. He says, "Not again." Shach bisha of the kipi v'achshav nimtzu have a shum b'tayis. The ihu lehav mechuyev v'loy midi. Kivin the hashka hadle m'mayne b'ayne. He's saying, since you actually gave back the kipi, so mela, automatically the pattern goes back as well. L'dam l'shum b'dalma. Dinu hasam v'adichayiv u'lefray m'mayne. U'kvar pare. The real case of l'chay, I owe money. I don't have any money, so I gave them the best to put their partner. Zero. There's nothing to talk about. It's a pashat. There's a prayin. Zero. It's his. Nothing to talk about. Al hacha. I mean, fell in shemada, but everything worked. Al hacha. Ilo hayimachz lepikdainai. Enu chayim vaykum. Va'achshav reyu machzir lo evigloi. Here, after Ansan Alun Rabban, evigloi milsa lo yhav gabei klum. To become klayecht isa. The money the Bailamu, Viloy Yoy the Mayas Shoshim and Sena keeping Minachtin al Nikse, they would have known.
Yeah.
Says Ramban, the Ramban says, the Ramban throws in a line over here, if they would know, yeah, they didn't help find it. Would they wouldn't have been Yarlan Chasov, they wouldn't have taken away their partner. So, but the right, it's bottom, kitzer. Bottom line, Rabban says that since the mice you gave it back, right? He says Gloy Milsa, it's not so clear to the shyness, but it seems to be the idea is that since Saif Kasaif, the bottom line, he has his kipi. The whole point why giving the partner, yeah, is to pay for the kipi, yeah? But for Maisa, he has his kipi at the end of the day. So then, there's no reason why he should get that partner. He has the kipi. And it was his the whole time. It was his the whole time. I mean, now he has it. See, even though you had a... See, it's a little sticky, because that's... In the interim, you had a chiv to pay, right? Because you couldn't find it. It was lost. It was stolen. Right? You had a chiv to pay. But since at the end of the day he does get his kipi and Betzim was his the whole time, so then we say that that's called like a tais, and even your shuma is not chayzer over here it's chayzer. Now the chayra, the Rishonim of Medayik and the Rambam holds like Ramban. And not like Rashi. It reminds at the end. But Rav Moshe Sfaradi, Kosov Kedvarai, in Aloch Gimel, where the other Rambam brings down our Gemara, even if it was stolen. Right? Rambam brings down our Gemara, even when it was stolen. Kol Kaina Kev, Kol Kaina Shvach, Abba Meilu. Ketzen, right? Yeah? Except, you said, Medvum, Shalai Shuchav, right? It is then... He's makhne the shach, but if it was a tree, this rabbi is din of shin whereas l'shav. Right? But if it was matriachim, right? Matriachim, then Yeah, Lenasim Mit Sinai, Ashkafu Bezdin, Achaka Chukragana, Venimsa Bekadin. So then, Yachsin Labailim, Kemoy Shahu, Mazir Lashayim, Radom, and Shlokim Menu. Yeah? So what do we see? We see, even though it's Shul Matayis, the Gemara says in this case, we see that applies even by when it was stolen. Ram is even when it was stolen. It was stolen, and he was matriachim. So you don't have shulas on the Shabbat. Elamai. So what happens now? It goes back. He found the kipi, and the pot that goes back. Even though it was stolen, Ram seems a little more than it was stolen.
It's missing with the Rambam.
I mean, truth be told, you could be Darich Hadar in the Rambam and say, the Rambam maybe is going, Lalach we hold Shuma Hadar. Right? Lalach we say we hold Shuma Hadar. So, maybe Erechnami. The Rambam in the Gemara, when the Gemara is being Darich and says that it's, the Gemara is Darich and say that there's no riot in Rambam hold Shuma Hadar. Because Shuma Hadar is, maybe that Gemara is only going in our case, where it was lost. It was still in the house, right? Like Ibn Chanan and Rashi. But the Rambam, La Halacha, and Rabbi Ibn also said, La Halacha, the Gemara says, Hilchos HaShuma Hadar, La'ila, Sisi HaShavatai. La Halacha we pass in, Shuma's Hadar, right? La Halacha we say, Shuma's Hadar, so the din of Shuma Hadar is Pashati, even if it was actually stolen, right? The whole of Chayk is Rashi, and the whole of Yikub, the Rashi and the Rabban is, if you hold Shum as Loi Hadar, and the reason why it's Chayzer is because it's a Tais, so that's Machlaikis, what's called a Tais? Is it a Tais Dafka when it was right here, you just didn't know where it was? Or is it a Tais, we call it a Tais, even if it was stolen, as long as he gets it back, it was his the whole time, and therefore we say that it goes back. Even my name is Shum Loi Hadar. But La Loch we pass with Shum Hadar. Then it's Pashat even if it was stolen. It's Pashat even if it was actually lost. That you could get it back. Right? We pass the Shema Adar, La Lacha. So La Lacha, the whole Machlek is Rabban and Rashi is a mood issue. It's not Nagei La Lacha. Rabban says there is, Rabban has some Nafkamina, we'll see in a minute. There is a Nafkamina even La Lacha. There's a Nafkamina even La Lacha in the Rabban. But Gabi the Etzem Achlaikis, yeah. The Etzem in the Pashta case, yeah. Even the Rambam, even Rashi's Maida, yeah. La Locha, even if it's stolen, we say Shumahader. So the Ram tells me that it goes back, right? So it's really Kasha. Well, what's Ramban's Raya from the Rambam? That even by Geneva, not like Rashi, the Moshe Sfarad is like himself. Where does the Rambam see that in the Rambam, Taka? All the Rambam says is, Rambam discusses our case, and even the case of Geneva, right? Not the case where it's lost in the house, even the case of Geneva. The Rambam doesn't say that that's what our Gemara is talking about. The Rambam is a Lacha Sefer. La Lacha, because, I tell you, because the Rambam passed the Shuma Adar, La Lacha, we say, even if it was lost, even if it was stolen. La Halacha goes back. But maybe in the Gemara, Na'abmin or Nachmahel, Shum is Loy Adar, but in Shum Batayz, maybe it's not like the case of Gemara, where it's lost now, when it was stolen. According to the Kasha and the Rabban, where does the Rabban see this? In the Rambam. Yes.
According to some Rishonim say that the case of the Gemara is different, that even if you hold Shum Hadar, in our Gemara, since it's Yura Koichai, there's no Raya for it. If I remember, we said that some Rishonim say that our Gemara, even if you do hold Shema Hadar, in our Gemara you wouldn't necessarily say so because you're a Kodesh.
What do you mean? Meaning
like that over here the Nifkad wouldn't necessarily want the return.
No, they just explain why. Nifka won't want?
He won't want because here he prefer to keep the keeping.
Okay.
and therefore maybe the Gemara is.
I'm not sure what we have to come in tonight. Okay,
just,
now.
We'll just confuse them. In the case the Ramban is talking about, mm-hmm. Shimer is watching some keeping for somebody. Okay, mm-hmm. He doesn't know what happened to it. Okay, mm-hmm. So he says Shia, he has to pay. They take his apartment from him. Mm-hmm. Now they find it was stolen, whatever, they find where it was. He gives back a kipi.
Yes.
But he has to get his money for it, right?
Right. So then we say Shumahadar, since he's getting it, since the guy's getting his kipi, as if there was Inigo Shumas Loihadar normally. Because yeah. if I paid yeah. you, I owe you $100,000, okay. I gave you my house, Zell, finish, end the discussion. But if I'm giving you back, the only reason why I'm paying you is because because you don't have your keepies. Now you have your keepies, so why should you give? I'm giving you back your keepie. Everything was and the keepie was yours the whole time.
Right.
So therefore, says Ramban, that's called tithes.
And you should
give
the pound.
And may I get my pound back exactly? Okay. Now, the Ramban does say that there's an afkamina. Whether or not we say Shumahadr, or we say that's the case in the case of a tais. There's argumar sev kasev. There's the case of a tais. So there is a nafkamina in argumar itself. Whether we're just going to use the algamein din of Shumahadr, or we're going to use the idea of shum b'tais, because the man earlier said, that what happens if the padna goes down in value? Okay? So in the regular case of Shuma, right? Shuma Hadar, right? What's the din if we say Shuma Hadar? But now the karka that was taken for the whatchacallit, for the chayiv, went down in value. Yeah. Right? I owed him $100,000, I gave him a house, $100,000, and now the house is only worth $50,000. So then, of course, the loiva doesn't have to take the house back. He's losing money. He's not interested. There's no halacha over here. It's not worth it if he doesn't want it, right? We're not going to afford, we said that the whole time, the Sidi Yashav Taiv, it's for his benefit. It's for the benefit of Leiva, then he shouldn't lose his house. Right? But if Leiva doesn't want, because if he gets his house back, he's going to lose $50,000, he's not interested. That's Pashit, that there's no din of Shumahadr. Abba's up there on ban. What if it, like in our case, is a case of, so in other words, let's argue, we'll flip it. Not that the kipi went up. Yeah. Now what happens if the padna went down? So if it's al Shumahadr, then we're not going to say that we reverse it. Right. But if it's al Tayis, it's a Tayis, it's Tayis. It means it's a non-starter. If it's a Tayis, that means that the deal never went through. That means that we don't ask the Shomer if he wants to do it or not. We say, tough luck. There was no Shuma. The Shuma Tayis. So Meila, that would have a big nafkamina. Now, Chapa Nafkamina, whether or not, even in Maskana we do say Shuma Hadar, but it's still Negeya when our Gemara is Mechadish to us. But there's another Svar here. Oh, Shum Betois, Nafkamina is, what happens if the Padna went down? What happens if the Padna went down? That's, so maybe that would be Nafkamina. Yeah, that's what Ramban says, that'd be enough Kamina. And then, Inami, one second. Oh, another Nafkamina would be, and then you have to know the Gemara later. Gemara later says that when it comes to Shumahadr, there are Tanayim. Not always you say Shumahadr. Gemara says, what does the Gemara say? Yeah? Zavna, Urta. V'yava v'yav matana, hay mekar dait ar nachas, v'lav dait nizu nachas. What's it then? What does that mean? Zav n'orta, b'alchoyv, sheshamalei karka, u'machra, o'yishanasna, o'yhoirish. Yeah, he sold it, gave a present, or he was mayrish it. So then, the Lakeach or the Yairish or the Makab Matana doesn't have to give it up when the Levy decides he wants his apartment back, he wants to pay. Why? Because Daita Har Nachas, Rashi says, Shekar Kishalem, Leishikab Lamois, Dilu Bal Chai, is Pei Mishum Aziz Yashvatai. I mean, the Malva, we tell him, what's his whole interest over here? He loaned $100,000, he wants his money back. Okay, so you're getting your money back. So don't be a jerk, you give the guy back his house. This is Yashiv HaTai. But, because what you need over here, what you want over here is the money. Right? Aval. Elu Karkakonu. They bought a piece of property. Yeah, therefore that then I'm chuyim is this Yashiv HaTai to give back the karka and take money instead. That's the Gemara.
Another
nafmiya
should be.
What's that? I'm Milvis nafmiya. Not so. Not the Cheres to Rabban. Hakamat Milvis nafmiya. That's amazing. So those Cheres to Rabban, that Chapa nafmiya. Why? In this case, let's say the Malva sold it. So if we're going to hand out Shumah, then what's going to be with Halacha? Doesn't go back. But if it's out Shum Betayis, in our Gemara, let's say the Mafkid sold a Padma.
Right.
So what's the Halacha?
It wasn't his apartment.
Break that
Kenyan? It was no Kenyan. Shumbataz. Shumbataz.
He had
no right to sell it.
He had no right to sell it. Says Rabban, that's an alchemy. If it's al Shumahadr, that's a simulated, it says. There's no Shumahadr by Zovna. But if it's out Shumbatais, that means the whole thing never started. It was a non-starter. That means I'm afraid it was this buyer that bets him the mafkid or the malva had no right to sell it. So may it look good that the guy was nachas adai to the arab shkayach. You know that adai. You bought the broken bridge. Yes, Yoni. Now you can tell me you're nafkamina.
Shumbatais requires rotzon.
Rust in the part of the leiva, he wants it. It's not about karachay.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Whereas shemahadar, shemavatos, it goes back even to the month.
That's what he said. Yeah. Yeah. Shemavatos, what's that?
Why no mamlus that one?
That was the one when the
panah
went down.
That was nichlal when he said where it went down.
Is it not?
That's a case. Normal case, like, what does he care? That's a case where's the gate.
Is Ramban saying that every case is talos, is not Shum Bahadra? It's every case is we say.
No, the normal case is not talos. The normal case of Shum Bahadra is if I owe $100,000, I give him a house. Yeah. In that case, it's not a talos. No, in our case, in a case of Mafkin where it was lost, and he. Yes.
Okay.
That's what Gemara said. Gemara said the Gemara didn't fall for the svar of Shum Bahadra. The Gemara said it's not Nagay, Lalacha, we're passing Shum Bahadra. It's still a talos. So we didn't fall off of that. When the Gemara says Shum Matayis, that remains. That's what Ramban's telling me. It's not just a Havami. It's not just a Dechiyah. Shum Matayis remains. Yeah?
In the case of Shum Matayis, and he sells it, and it was never his right to sell, it was never his thing to sell, he gives the money back?
Sure.
Does he give the money back? What?
To the
of course. Yeah, everything goes back. Everything goes back. Wasn't a sale, nothing happened. Okay. Now, the man goes on and discusses what happens if they were kanaminei. Yeah? In case of a regular case of Shumad, we're passing Marseille, Shumad, Lailam. Let's say he made a Kenyan. Kenyan Khalipin. That the guy is not gonna. B'shas when he was going with the Padna, he made a Kenyan Khalipin. That the Leiva is Machayim himself. He's not gonna renege on the deal. He's not gonna pay money and want to get back his Padna. Yeah? Says Ramban. even though. So then it that works. If you made a kinyan, you made a kinyan chalipin, it works. So he says, Shari Machal, Rishuven Kaifin Ois, Lassi Yashua Tai, Vidavazesh, Shari Nisratu Shnei, Nisratu Shnei, Dumi Din Rametzra, the man of a kinyan. So here they're banned. This is where the tomb was being maramed. The Rishonim and the Sugya are do handle and do equate the two Sugyas. So here's where we see it, one place where we see it. The Rishonim say that if you made a Kenyan, right? If you made a Kenyan, you made a Kenyan Chalipin, there's not going to be Chayzer, then just like by Metzra, right? Just like by Metzra, if there was a Kenyan, yeah, Mahani Bakinyan, if you made a Kenyan, that if the neighbor makes a Kenyan, he's not gonna make a fuss. Yeah? That he's not gonna make a fuss, then there's no din of Bar Metzra. There's no din of Bar Metzra. Says Rabban, anyway, the same pasuk is learned out from Bar Metzra and Hushumah. There's a Mela. The loch is that the Kenyan works and he can't, there's no din of Shumahad. Now, that's Rambam. Now, it's interesting. Now, the truth of the matter is, that, so the Ba'an Rivar and the Rajb will say this. Actually, the Rivar has a little knach. Rivar says, and here he says the Kal V'Chaymer. If Kenyan Chalipin helps, but the other Metzra, Kolshkin over here, he says, because Kolshkin Hacha, Dikel Meimer, the Megufa Shal Karak Akonim Yadai, Ukilu Machle Achshe Ba'esi Dalna. Says the Rivar, that by Shuma Hadar, there's a svar to say that Kenyan will help, even outside that Kenyan won't help by Bar Metzra, but maybe he's going to help over here. Because when he made a Kenyan, so in other words, what's the pshat in the Kenyan? The Kenyan is, pshat is he's being moichel on his chus of Asis Yashua Taif to the man to undo the deal, right? That's the chor. What the Kenyan is, the Kenyan on the Yerushalayim Tumah Mechila, he's being meichel his chus that he has to be teveya, right? Says Ritva, you didn't even say that a Kenyan doesn't help for that, but over here it's going to be a Kenyan on the karak itself. The Kenyan will be considered a Kenyan on the karak itself. And Meila, even if it won't help for Bar Metzva, but it might help over here. Because over here, he could be, it's like he's making a new kinyan on the chatzer, but they bring down over here.
It's a
kal climber. Kosh can hear. Here's another reason why it should work.
Making a second kinyan on the same chatzer.
Oh, so that's a good question. I was wondering about that. Koshkin Hacha, Dikla Meim, the Magufa Shal Karak Konim Yadai. Kilo Mokle Akshav, Aysen Dami. One second.
Why is it more inside than it works here?
Because here, you could say it's not just a Kenyan on, you being Machayiv yourself not to be Chayzer, which is what the Kenyan normally is, and that's by the Metz also. He's mechayiv himself not to. He's been meichel on his schus tviya. The keach, the neighbor has a schus. The bametz has a schus tviya to get that karka. He's making kinyan. He's mechayiv himself with kinyan sudar not to use that schus that he has. Right. But over here, it's not just that. Over here, says the Rambam, I'm making a new kinyan on the chatzah. I'm making a new kinyan on the field. So Shalom Dov is asking, "What? Well, you're it's right yours. How are you telling it again?" It's a good question. Now, you know, Bishlam if he held like the Ran, yeah, but it doesn't work. The Shtasa Bishlam if he held like the Ran, that that's the din of Sisi Yashar Tov says that that's not yours, Lagamri. You know, if you pay it back, then it's not yours. There's something missing in your bias over here. Between the Ram, why is the Shuma's Hagar? Guys, then you can say that I'm kainit, now I'm kainit Lagamri, that there shouldn't be a Schos Chazara. There's a Kenyan, it's a Kenyan in the Karak itself, there shouldn't be a Schos Chazara. Yeah? But if you all like Ritva, That's what's his legami. You need a new Kenyan back, right? It's his legami. It's a full fledged Kenyan. It's what Shaykh to be Kenyan again. It's a good aura.
It's his lashon. But the difference is, by Bar Metzra, he never had the neighbor never had anything part of the field itself, or the house itself.
No.
He just had a someone else that he should get the right. For here, it was his house, it was his apartment to start with.
So
he has a kesha to it.
It's not true. He paid his chayv. He paid his chayv. It's not his anymore. El ma'ed is chuz chazara. Top. Akabanim.
According to the Svar won't work.
What?
According to the Ritva, the Svar won't work.
What's
this? This thing with the Kenyan.
No. What do you mean? Cut where?
What was that?
Saying the double Kenyan.
No, child, what is the kolshkin of it? The kolshkin is that here with the kinyan chalip and you've been kind of the field.
Right.
Right? By the loiva being Machai himself, not to demand a shuma hadar, it's like he's been mocked in the field again to the malde. Right? So he's already mocked in the tent. What does the kinyan do? What extra kinyan on the field? It's already his.
Well, why is it mocked? He's doing kin sort of to take away his chus. Why is it being mocked in the field again?
Why should we say that it's doing that also? That was also bothering me because the chayyim is not really what he's trying to do here. Who's bothering the lashon as well? It could also be that, but ma'isa, that's not what they're doing. What they're doing is when they're making the kinyan, they're not saying I'm being makir to feel. They're saying I'm makir to be chayzer. Now you mean that? Yeah, that's also good. Order. I don't know. Anyway, in the bottom of it, they being down. An interesting question of the Shar Mishpat. Well, clearly the Teretz is not like you want to say over it. The Shar Mishpat asks, he asks an interesting question. Yeah? He asks, why do you need a Kenyan? Why do you need a Kenyan Chalipin? Rabbi said, why do you need a Kenyan Chalipin? Why do we say that once the guy says, once he's Masna, he's not going to be able to, to do Shuma Hadar, then Chayra now becomes like Mecha, to die the Arakan office. They made it tonight. He's not going to be able to get it back, right? That's the Malam of the Lord said. He made a Kenyan, right? He made it tonight, right? So even if you didn't make a Kenyan, but the Malam made it clear that died the Arakan office. He doesn't want the guy coming in and getting it back. So Chayyim, the Gemara says by Zovin, Orta, Matana. There's no din of Shuma Hadar, right? Because Da'it Da'ar Nachis. Some came in fact the Shar Mishpat. Why is it the same thing over here? That even if it wasn't a Kenyan, but we see the Da'it Da'ar Nachis.
Would that also work with the neighbor?
What? What, over there? Without a Kenyan?
Not a Kenyan.
Why should it work over there? Necessarily, because there's a Shiloh.
Why not?
What? Why, yeah.
I make it not that I'm not going to bother you about the field if you sell it.
So what? But that, he said, no, here he's saying it's a Svara that it blinds like a Dayt and Aaron Ochas. That's what tonight is doing. Not the Hills tonight. You know, because that shows the Dayt and Aaron Ochas.
So maybe I can end.
Oh, you just said something.
No, but we see that he's a Dayt Aaron Nachas. I don't even know. We see that he's Dayt Aaron Nachas. I'll give it as my question. I know.
You know the rights, like that's the Aaron Nachas, is like you have to pay. Either way, he's going to get the Bani.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I mean, you can't say, it must be opinion, but what's it called? The local could always say that. So, what? You're either way getting my Bani, so why?
The teretz is a simple teretz. The teretz is that it's not the pshat Stam, because it's a day to Aaron Ochitz. Pshat is that when I'm buying a field, right, that is my point. What I need a field, right? What's the day to Aaron Ochitz? Yeah? I need a field. So I'm buying a field. So there's no time to, you should take money instead. See, but over Mashenke by the Malva, even though, yeah, he's indicated, yeah, he doesn't want the guy to be able to buy it back, right? Okay, tough luck. But what's your real interest over here?
Money back, yeah.
What did you lose? What did you... L'chatchila, you gave me $100,000, right? So bad Sam, you have no excuse to say, I want karka. Because your interest over here is just the money. So Mela, so good, you indicate that you're mocked, but you only want land. Tough luck. Who cares what you want, right? So Mela, Mashenko, guy buys property. That's what he's doing. He's buying a piece of property. That's the Chari Pasha Teretz. Now, just one more point. They're showing him the man also over here. He compares and contrasts this sugya with the sugya of Bar Metzra, because there's just like an Argamara says that if you sold it, right? Yeah, you show me. Bar Metzra, he's Zob Nayorta Yavla Lachem Matana, the Kani. Lav Milsi. So, Ezra, man, what happens if the what happens? In other words, just like in our sugya, we say, yeah, if I paid back the Baal Chayv, yeah, I paid back the Malva, his karka, he went and sold it off. Sold it, present, Yusha, Hulu. Then we say, there's no dinner with his Yusha Tov, because that guy is his, yeah, he has no. He wants just buy money. He wants the money. He wants the field, right? Now, what about Bar Metzra? The same thing happened by Metzra. What happened? The same thing by Bar Metzra. The Hainu that someone bought it, not the Bar Metzra, and then he went and sold to somebody else, right? Sold it, get present, merge it. You say the same thing. You say, just like in our sugya, we say it's no din of Sizi Ashra Taiv because the Daidara, right? So there is that guy, the guy that bought it has
bought
no.
It from the other guy?
Yes. The guy that bought it from the Malv, or the guy that bought it from the Kaf. The buyer bought it from Malv in Ar Gemara, and the guy that bought it from the Lekeach. Not the Bar Metzra guy, from the Keach, that's what we're comparing and contrasting over here. Just like, do we say, just like in our sugya, we say that there's no din of Shuma Hadr in that case. What about the guy from Bar Metzra? We passed it on.
What's the case of Bar Metzra? I think
you know what din of Bar Metzra is?
You're selling a field, you have to.
And you're supposed to sell it to the neighbor. That's what you didn't sell it to the neighbor. You sold it to Chaim Yankel. Chaim Yankel went and sold it to the Barrel. Yeah? So do we say, just like an Argamara, once it gets passed on, there's no din of this is Yashma Tayyib anymore, so maybe over here also.
And they have to give it back?
That's the question. Does Beryl have to give it back to the neighbor or not? So the Rambam says, some say that we're comparing the two cases.
Right? What's the reason why this is Yashma Tayyib by the neighbor?
Second.
He doesn't want to deal with people, so he's like, what's
the question?
By the neighbor. What's the reason?
What, by
Metzra? Yeah.
No, because if he has.
He wants more land?
Yeah, he wants land together. No. He wants land together. He has a double field, or one field here, one field somewhere else, and then when he has to work the field, it's double work. You have it all together, you save yourself money, turf, and everything. That's it. What's the term of what?
Why would you say once he already gave it up, he clearly doesn't want it?
Who gave it up? He didn't give it up.
He didn't want it from the first sale.
No, he did want it. Let's see the case again. Really, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon are neighbors. Reuven is selling a field. Big sale sign. And then Levi buys it. Instead of Shimon. Really, Shimon should get first dibs. Shimon's the neighbor. Levi bought it. See, Yashua, the field goes to Shimon. Okay? That's the din of the Bar Mitzvah. Now, what happened if Levi sold it to Yehuda? Do we say, just like an Argamar, once it goes on to the next person, there's no, this is Yashua Taib? Just like an Argamar, if the Malva sold it, there's no din of Sisi Yashua Taib. So that's some Rishayim say. What did in the case of Bar Mitzvah, there's no din of Sisi Yashua Taib.
When Levi had it, did Shimon have a chance to take it from him?
We, obviously not. I mean, not to my case. He flipped it. Okay. If he's Michael, he's Michael. To my, obviously, no. No, obviously, the case that there was no indication from that's you know, because no indication from Shimon that Shimon was Michael. Okay. Well, we then that's the side of Esiz Yashua Tayyip. Esiz Yashua Tayyip apply when it moves on. So here, some of Shem saying the same thing, but here says Rabban, says the Raivin, no. He can't compare it to. It's true. The both the side of everything is Yashua Taib. But yet we done each case in its own merits. Says the Ramban, says the Ravid, that there's no shaykhis. Why? La milsehi. La edifa megavid asa machmasei. Yunam edai dar nachis. So says the Ramban, a pashta thing. It's really pell to say otherwise. Says the Ramban, when Levi sold to Yehuda, so when Levi bought it, Levi also bought it at Daigin Da'ar Nachas.
Yeah.
Exactly. But still we say, very nice, you bought it at Daigin Da'ar Nachas, but Shimon has first dibs. So what are you telling me now? That, Yehuda bought it from Levi. Yeah? Yehuda bought it from Levi. 1 second. Oh, now you don't get back to Shimon anymore. Why?
No,
he says, Ma milsi, like Difi Megavid Asimach Masay. Meaning, you bought it from someone who had no right to keep it. So now that you're buying it from him, right? Well, why are you different than him? Why are you different than him? He also bought a Daitara, but still the Loch is it, you have to give it to Bar Mitzvah. So you buy it from him, you're not better off than him. Shaykh in our Gemara, the Holy Yisrael, the reason why by the Malva, the reason why by the Malva he has to give it back is because all he really wants is the money. Now Shaykh, now it's by the other guy, now there's new Svara to say that he bought a Dai Dara, and Mela, he shouldn't be forced to accept reimbursement.
Why?
Cash reimbursement.
Why is he here on that Bar Mitzvah?
See, what we're just saying. See, Bamas and Tais over here asked Akasha. We didn't even see the Gemara of his Hetzim, but Tachan is Galgal. Tais has Akasha. And Taimar, which has to do with this Rabban Batsim. Because Tais has Akasha, Gemara says it was Zavna. What's it then? Then there's no. Right? Why do we say it's a cloud? Meaning, when I sell you a field, I'm selling it to you with the same conditions that I have it. Right? I'm not selling you more than what I have. Right? So if by me, the loiva had a schus to buy it back. So now when you're buying from me, you shouldn't be able to have more than me. Which is really what the man is saying by Bar Mitzvah. It says, Le'odif Megavra the Asim Achmasei. The Levi is no better off than Yehuda, no better off than Levi. Levi has, he bought it, but it's not his, he has to give it away. So Levi is no different. Yehuda is no different. Says Taisvis, so why don't we say that Gufa? Why don't we say that Svara Gufa in our Gemara? Shulma Adar, why don't we say that that when the Malva sells it to Nolkeach, so that but the Malva is limited. The Malva's kinyan on this karka is limited. Okay? One second. So therefore, when he sells it, the lekeach should be better off than him. The lekeach can't be better off than the meicher. If by the meicher the halacha was you could
take it away.
So then the lekeach should be no different. So tais yeshleima. The rishon min adin nami a machzir. She mechuri hiloi. She aicha peiris bo nechiasa. Tais says. And this, I think this taisa has to do with what we've been discussing the whole time. Lagabe, what is the gather of Shulma Hadar? Is the pshat that really it's his, Navas, he has to give it back and maybe make a new kinyan? Or in a way, it's not his, Lagamri. Yeah? So, taisa says that, Batsim, it's Mechuri Hiloi. It's his totally. Sharei, Aichapayris, Belay Nechyasa. Taisa, I'll prove it to you that it's really his. What does that? What does Eichel Peres Blayn Nechiyasa mean? Meaning that there's not like a shayla of ribbis, because like a mashkanta is a problem. If I have a mashkanta, I mean the Peres has to go off the chayim. If it right, but if I eat with that Blayn Nechiyasa, I mean it's mine. And this that it goes back, it's not going back in my fray. It's mine, and I'm selling it back. I'm partially selling it back. So Mela, it's mine. Yeah, totally. Elamai, I have a chiyuv, says Taisus, of Asiz Yashar HaTayv. I have a chiyuv of Asiz Yashar HaTayv to sell it back to him. That's Asiz Yashar HaTayv. Memela, that's not a limitation in my bailus that when I sell to someone else, he should also, that limitation should carry over. Because I don't have any limitation. My bailus is 100%. There's a halacha, the Zayit halacha, that says, but since you are Shvatayim, that I have to give it back to you. Yeah, I have to sell it back to you. The guy that bought it, he didn't have that. But him, there was never since you are Shvatayim on him, because he's not out for the money. There's no difference between since you are Shvatayim by him. Elmai, because I am a since you are Shvatayim. My since you are Shvatayim doesn't affect him. And my limitation in the karka, I have to give it back, that's not something in that some karka. That's not something that's not a limitation in my schus. It's not that I have less of a schus in it, I only own it vivite that the guy's not going to want to pay me. So maybe it doesn't carry over.
Once
it doesn't carry over. That's what Taisa says. But Chayra, I'm saying this Svara, takes us to the heart of what this vesija, what this Shulma Hadar is, what this Yashtevu is. If you hold this limitation, if you're the Ran, I don't know what the Ran's going to do with, we have to see, maybe Ran talks about it, I don't know what the Ran's going to do with this Taisa. Talk upon him, the Ramban is saying, I'm putting two together, the Ramban is saying that what Taisa says does not apply over here. That is, but it does apply, says Ramban. It does apply by Bar Metzra, because by Bar Metzra, he says like Dif Megar Vdasim Machmasay.
One second.
See, is the Ramban, right? Is the Ramban saying it's Dinam HaMachar? Now I'm not so sure anymore. The Ramban. That's very clear. Yeah? Now, back to the Ramban. When Ramban says that by Metzah, it doesn't help that he sold it to someone else. It doesn't make a difference. Arsenal, he makes a difference, he sold someone else, not by Metzah. So the Ramban says the Lashon is not better than the guy he bought it from. So I thought the Ramban was saying, now I'm not 100% sure. I thought the Ramban was saying it's like a gather of Ma'amachorish L'Sheni, meaning that you have a limitation in your bailus, and therefore that carries over. You have a limitation that if the Lekech wants it, he gets it. So that, what you sell to someone else is with that limitation. That's what I thought he was saying. But now I'm not sure. Maybe all he's saying is that the same svara that you have, the same reason that by the first lekeach, the same reason the first lekeach has to give it back, because the lekeach has the bar mitzvah has first dibs. But that same reason applies equally to the second lekeach. It's not the pshat that the first was there. Not the pshat the first lekeach had a limitation in his bialas, and that carries over. What is that? That carries over to the second lekeach, which is to Levi. Or no, could be just saying that for the same reason that this is Yoshtav on the first lekeach, even though it was a Dait Na'ara, so to the second lekeach also, you have that same limitation. He should have bought it because it's supposed to go to Bar Mitzvah. So in the Ramban, it's not clear. Eli had a question before.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
Well, they answered your question.
Levi also has to sell.
Look to me, they answered your question very well.
Yeah, so I was thinking Levi also has clear to appeal to, because now Levi
body
is also.
Right, so that could be. Right, so maybe what the Ramban's saying. So it's not so clear to me. Lashon, he just says he's Le'odif, Le'odif, and Megab, and Asim Achmase. He's not bad. It's just the Lashon, Asim Achmase, to me, sound like the Lashon Dais. So we could go either way in the Ramban, Akapanim, bottom line, the Ramban says, even though Batsam, both the Sugya of Metzah and the Sugya of Shulmahad is both learned out with Sisi Yashiv HaTayib. And this is what Rishonim was referring to. The Rishonim are comparing the Sugyas. Yeah? Except that sometimes we're comparing and contrasting. Not everything has to be exactly the same. But these Sugyas we're comparing them. Says Ramban, it's any daima. Because by us, as far as the Lilkech is concerned, the Svara of Sisi Yashiv HaTayib does not apply. When it comes to Bar Mitzvah, it doesn't. The question is, he's saying within my mom.